Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to the studio today Mark Antonelli, singer and performer and entertainer, who has a show coming up this Sunday at Superstar Theater and Resorts Casino. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are returning to resorts. You've been there before and did quite well,
yeah,
correct?
We went there in 2017, right in the beginning. And from there, we went right to Vegas. And yeah, it's been a great time. That last show we did in 2017 was fantastic. It was a great review of all kinds of great musical theater, opera, and classical pop and all that. So
I'm curious because it's about 2,500 seats,
yeah,
and sold out a lot of those shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the target audience?
It's so eclectic. It's everywhere. That kind of music is kind of, it won't die no matter how long it goes. So they range from the 20s to 70s to 40s. So it's really all over the spectrum, the fan base there. So it's a lot of fun.
Some of the guys like Michael Bublé,
yeah,
Josh Groban.
Sure.
Bocelli.
Yeah.
Are they the music in this show as well?
Yes. That there's a strong influence of classical pop. That's kind of like the Andrea Bocelli and Josh Groban avenue. Not so much with the Michael Bublé. We did do that earlier in a couple of years ago, but this show is more geared towards the classical pop avenue of music. So
there's 10 shows. The first one is on February 3rd.
Which... Oh, yes. This Sunday. Very excited about it and nervous and happy and all the emotions all in one. So that stage is massive. So it's gonna be fun to return for sure.
You mentioned Las Vegas because you were at the Venetian with the Venetian Trio.
That
was in December, correct?
Yeah, I'm the lead singer of the Venetian Trio. I still am. So as soon as the show is over in February, I'm heading back to Las Vegas to continue my work there. So
why or what brings you back? Why did you want to come back?
This is my home.
New Jersey's your home?
Boston is on the East Coast is my home. And I've spent the last 10 plus years in New Jersey and South Philly with my manager, Jim Passio. So that has been, this is kind of like my home. So this is a dream for sure.
When you say South Philly, have you ever performed in any of the Philadelphia venues?
A few of them, yeah. A lot of the local restaurants and a lot of the Italian restaurant scenes. Luigi's, I believe, and a few other venues as well.
Because I'm a sports fan, I saw that you have done God Bless America at both Fenway and Citizens Bank Park.
Fenway and Citizens Bank Park. That was a lot of fun. That was, I'll never forget that. That was crazy. That's a giant crowd that I performed in front of for that one. So
which one, Fenway or Citizens Bank?
Both.
Yeah, because Citizens Bank Park was back in 2009 when they were actually good.
Yeah.
So the park was full.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for sure.
Or are you a sports fan?
I am.
You play sports
I tend to kind of follow the New England side of things, so sorry. I am definitely looking forward to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, I'll be performing
on
stage for that.
You have your own Super Night happening on Super Bowl.
I'll be rooting them on stage, so let's hoping for the best here. So,
Because you studied at the Boston Conservatory, and I should know the name of the other school,
Berklee College of Music.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you give a little background information on how you ended up at both of those institutions?
Yeah, I started singing when I was about 16 years old. I started a little bit on the late side in high school. I was a senior in high school when I started. Before that, I was a jock. So I was playing sports. Baseball was the big one, and I wanted to be a pitcher. That was my whole dream, was to be a pitcher. So I unfortunately hurt my shoulder wrestling, actually, and my pitching arm was blown out, and I had nothing really else to turn to. And luckily, my friend, still to this day, convinced me to join the choir in high school. So
that's hard to do when you're trying to convince somebody who's used to being in sports.
Yeah, for sure. And I kind of always made fun of those that avenue of musicians and everything in high school. So to kind of join that group was super, super not really like me. So I'll never forget that audition where the music teacher hit the note, you know, and he was like, all right, sing that. And I I sang and it came out, and that was the beginning of something amazing, of course. That's when I started taking voice lessons and really honing my craft on what I wanted to do, and then my voice just kind of came out opera. So from there, my voice teacher at the time introduced me to a few of the people at Boston Conservatory, to the point where I got an audition to be in the, you know, the school, and I got in. So I only spent a semester there, though, because I really did not like the business of opera, not so much the songs. I loved singing them, but just there was not a lot of money in that avenue where, you know, where I wanted to be a performer, you know. So I could talk to some people at the Boston Conservatory, and they introduced me to the people at Berklee College of Music, which focuses on contemporary and, you know, all that stuff. So, and jazz. And so I went there at Berklee College of Music. I finished out my schooling, and that's when I went to Atlantic City. I got picked up by a manager there at the time, and she brought me to the Tropicana at Tango's Lounge. So I performed there for 6 months. And then in 6 months, I got the call up from Mark Gianantonio to be a headliner, headlining act. And the big, I think that room is even larger than the one at Resorts. But that was very, very intimidating for me, because I was freshly, I think, 21 at the time, and I had no really big stage performing experience because I started so late in high school. So that was kind of like a jump in the ocean kind of thing, you know, and see if you sink.
Sink or swim.
Yeah.
Well, you
so
must have swam.
So luckily I swam.
Yes.
And the rest has kind of been history. I met Jimmy very shortly after that, Jim Passio, my manager, and he and I just put our heads together, and we just started conquering the music biz a little bit here. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Sit tight. We'll continue the conversation on the other side.
Sure.
We are talking with Mark Antonelli. His show, An Evening of Romance, coming up beginning this Sunday, February 3rd at Resorts Casino. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music, now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like BIZmedia.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyle. We're chatting with Mark Antonelli, and we're talking about his upcoming show, which is An Evening of Romance at the Resorts Casino, and it starts this Sunday. How often after that are the dates?
The dates are kind of scattered. There's a week after Sunday we have our next show, and then it kind of just goes, it's like three shows after that, and then two shows the next week, and so it's really, really scattered.
So but check all the calendar.
All the dates are on the Resorts website, Ticketmaster and VividSeats.com.
Got you. All right, and there's a young lady from Galloway Township.
Oh, yes, Mara Justine.
Mara Justine, who was on American Idol.
Yeah.
I remember seeing her audition. But what a poised young person. She's 16
She's
years
incredible.
Old.
Incredible.
And
what
her
a vocalist.
Voice.
Yeah. I mean, I always hear her sing still, and I go, where does that come from?
Yeah.
it's just seeing her, you know, just, and then all of a sudden that voice comes out. You're like,
so what part of the show is she with you?
She's going to be doing two of her own songs.
Okay.
And then we're coming together to do a duet. So that's going to be really, really fun. I'm not going to tell you which one. You're going to have to come and see the show for that. So,
where did your paths ever cross with her?
Through Sal Dupree, who is we had the same voice teacher, and he introduced Jimmy introduced to Sal, who introduced them to me, and then it was just a big happy family. So we just, as soon as we met, it was as soon as we both sang to each other, that was it. So we decided to just start working on duets, start working on different songs, and at that point, I believe America's Got Talent was coming up for her,
right.
And she ended up being a finalist in America's Got Talent as well. And just a few short years later, she was a finalist on American Idol. So to say that she has talent is definitely an understatement. She's got one of the finest voices that I've ever heard. So very excited to have her on the show.
Yeah, that is exciting. An album. I've read multiple times where you were working on an album.
Yeah,
is that still the case?
Yeah, there's we've been working on multiple projects. Some that have worked and some that haven't. So right now we're in the avenue of creating an album, which is hopefully going to be, you know, something very, very special. Like, again, it's all kind of like hush hush until this is done. So we are working on some new material, some original stuff. So a lot of good things are coming.
When you say original stuff, do you write songs yourself?
Yes, and we also have help from Mr. John Ellison as well. So he's going to be helping us out with writing some songs as well for Mara as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Did you have anybody else in your family that had a musical background?
No, nope. I'm the only one.
So when you hit that button, they said, sing that note or song or whatever.
And
that was the first time you really even realized you had a voice?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, I sang with my mother in the car a lot, like to the Beatles and the Doors and stuff. But as far as, you know, singing classically and you know, that I had no idea that I had that in me. So that was but people did see that, and I ended up taking voice lessons, and it worked out. So,
John, that first year in 2017, how many shows do you think you did then, and compare that to what you think 2019 will be for you?
Oh, boy. 2019 is our year, for sure. So we have a lot of things coming down the alley with the Venetian, Joey M's in Wildwood. So there's the Venetian in Las Vegas,
yep,
of course.
Yep.
And so, yeah, there's as compared to a couple of years ago, I didn't have any of that. It was just kind of, I did resorts and I did some gigs here and there. But, you know, this year has really been really special so far. You know, what a way to kick it off with performing in resorts. So that's the best is, like I always like to say, the best is yet to come. So.
And if those 10 dates at resorts goes well, is there a possibility to even be at resorts other time in this calendar year?
I'm not sure. I think that's more of a question for my manager and resorts. All I know is that I'm going in there focused as ever. And so the crowd is really going to be... we have something very special in store for them, so I think that's very important.
When you go back to Vegas, is it still the Venetian?
Yep.
And how often are you performing
there? I perform there every Saturday with the Venetian Trio. The musicians vary that I perform with, but we perform the same things like Andrea Bocelli, Michael Bublé. That's more of like a contemporary feel that I'm going to be doing at resorts, but... all in all, this is my dream. You know, I'm doing everything that I love and everything that I wanted to do when I had that vision, when that teacher had me sing that note. So it's been a hell of a ride for sure.
When you mention Bocelli and Michael Bublé or Josh Groban, have you ever met any of them?
I performed with Andrea Bocelli at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. I was part of his choir, and they had me sing pretty much all of his high notes with him, mic'd and everything. So he definitely has heard me. There's a video somewhere on Facebook or YouTube or something of where you can literally hear me singing with him. So that was a dream come true, because Andrea Bocelli is, you know, one of the greatest vocalists ever. So to be able to be not only on stage with him, but part of his show, part of his program, that was a dream come true for sure.
When you see somebody like him in concert or do you now look at their shows? We go to listen to the music, but now you are actually in that industry.
You know,
do you look at how they walk and talk or interact?
Yeah, I think what happened, performing with Bocelli really kind of changed my kind of view on not the business, but just my performance as, you know, as an artist, you know, because watching him, he's got such poise and such grace and he's elegant, you know, and kind of seeing that, I felt like that kind of inspired me to kind of incorporate that in my performance. And I think that's something that we all should do as artists and performers, and just kind of help each other and take from each other and with performance and recordings. And I just feel that that was one of the greatest things that could have happened to me anyway, was, you know, performing with Bocelli and being able to kind of take what he did on stage and add it to my
repertoire.
So I think that was definitely something special.
Do you have a favorite song of his that you enjoy singing yourself?
I used to have Canto della Terra was a song that he did in Italian, which is the song of the earth. That was one of my favorites for a very long time. But I think after hearing all of his music, is just every song that he does is magical. So I love all of his music.
Now, when you mentioned the Italian...
Yeah.
Do you speak Italian at all?
No.
But you could sing a song because you'll learn it.
Yeah, that was my grandmother kind of taught me the language aspect. I sing in Spanish, French, and Italian.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you speak any of them?
Spanish, more so than any of them. I can kind of, you know, get around with speaking Spanish, but I'm not fluent by any means.
I have to take another commercial break, but we'll finish this conversation on the other side. We're talking to Mark Antonelli, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
The Temple men's basketball team is in action on Saturday, February 23rd at noon as the Owls take on conference rival Tulsa at the Leocora Center, presented by PNC Bank. Don't miss a special ceremony when former men's basketball greats Howard Evans, Ed Lerner, Tim Perry, and the late Jerry Rullo are inducted into the Temple Basketball Ring of Honor at halftime. Plus, it's parent-child layup day at the game. All kids in 6th grade and younger can score a basket on the court after the game. Great seats are still available. Call the Temple Ticket Sales Office at 215-204-TIXX or visit owlsticks.com.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes@AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES@AOL.com. Adcom Times.
If you will only remember me.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I am Dee Lyne. I'm chatting with Mark Antonelli, and the name of his show is An Evening of Romance.
Yes. Doesn't that give you chills when you say that?
It does, and it starts on Sunday, February 3rd. How long is the show? Actually, what time?
It's about an hour. It starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
So it's going to be an hour of romance. Yes. And with Mara Justine, of course.
And it's a reasonably priced show.
Very. Yes, it's very affordable. So I think, and because of this music is so awesome, and I'm just in love with this kind of music. So I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to come and experience the music that'll never die.
You mentioned how Mara Justine, who's from down in Jersey, Galway Township area.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I'm always curious of people like yourself, and I would love to ask her. Shows like The Voice, American Idol, and America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
How that has changed the industry, or how people have been able to find such amazing, you know, people in the industry now.
Yeah, for sure. Those shows have really kind of opened up the spectrum a little bit in the music business, you know, as far as talent, finding talent, younger talent, and like the artists that are going to take over for the artists that are here now, you know. That's what I see it as anyway. But I've kind of gone the old-fashioned route. I've kind of stuck to my guns on that, because I've had opportunities to, you know, to audition for those shows, and I just never really took them, because I feel like I'm on a good path, and I just want to stay that path, whether it's old school or not. It works for me, and I think that's what's been really important.
When you are an entertainer, I mean, obviously your voice and what music you want to play and sing. But the performing part of it,
yeah.
Which is that harder for you, or is the singing the hardest?
You know, the performing is definitely the hardest part for me. Singing, I'm very confident in what I do with singing, because of the fact that I have the training from Boston Conservatory and Berklee College of Music. I was taught by the greats, by the best. So that having been said, performing was a bit of a challenge for me because it was I was kind of used to that stand and sing kind of mentality.
Right.
And there's so much more to that, you know, that I found over the years where there's, you know, there's movements on stage. There's you got to talk to the audience. You got to engage the audience. You have to read the audience. You know, it's being in the lounge setting, I think, was the best thing for me because it was, as I said in other interviews, it's kind of like the boot camp for up and coming singers and performers, because you have to, you're like forced to do that or else they get rid of you, you know? So you have to crowd read, you have to, you know, give the people what they want. And I think that's that's one of the most important things in the music business.
Just like there's a coach for everything in life. Is there a coach who helps you with that aspect
that
of the show?
That is Mr. Jim Passio, who is my manager, and we've been running together for about 10 years now. So he's really taken me from really nothing to where I am now. And so when I met him, I was just a singer, and now I'm a performer, an entertainer.
And do you still take voice lessons or no?
Of course. I'm always a student of the game. I'm always a student of the game. Anyone who says they're not is crazy. This is an ever-evolving business. And because of that, you need to evolve with it. So whether that be going through genres, like I do pop, you know, classical, Broadway, jazz, R&B, you know, I'd really try to be a master of my craft. That's exactly what I'm out for.
Do you have a specific that you prefer more than the others?
For sure. My voice falls very just naturally in the classical pop realm. So that's like we're doing at resorts. Jazz, you know, Broadway and stuff like that. I kind of had to, you know, do a lot of research, a lot of studying, a lot of lessons, you know, to get into that area.
And my last thing, do you play any instruments?
Piano.
And did you always, or that became,
no,
once
that
you
became
got to the
something.
Conservatory?
Again, with the, like, I was, singing's my thing. So going to the conservatory in Berkeley, we needed to, one of the requirements is that you played an instrument, and I was deathly afraid to play anything because all I knew how to do was sing. So, but I took up piano and it worked. I'm able to accompany myself on a few tracks. I'm by no means a pianist, but you know, I know my chords and I think that's important.
Excellent. And do you have your own personal website?
Yeah, markantonelli.net.
Markantonelli.net. And the show is this weekend. Well, it starts this weekend. There's 10 shows over the course of
the month of February.
Correct. At Resorts Casino. So go to the Resorts Casino website to purchase tickets. And again, the first one is Super Bowl Sunday, when Mark will be singing, but his heart will be with the Patriots in Atlanta.
Shh.
It's okay. They're not in it this year. It's okay.
You can also get tickets on Ticketmaster and VividSeats.com. Get them while you can. Get them while they're hot.
Today's show has been brought to you by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. I am Dee Lynam, and until next time, have a great day.